Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. In The Corporation in the 21st Century, economist John Kay re-examines what modern corporations are for and how they actually work in practice. Challenging familiar business slogans and textbook assumptions, he argues that many popular ideas about value maximization, corporate purpose, and market efficiency do not describe the real drivers of successful firms. Kay focuses on the corporation as a long-lived social institution embedded in networks of employees, customers, suppliers, regulators, and communities, and shaped by law and governance rather than by simple market forces. He explores how intangible assets, professional judgment, and trust increasingly determine performance, while excessive financial engineering and simplistic metrics can distort decision-making. The book also addresses the gap between what corporate leaders say and what organizations can realistically do, and asks what reforms could better align corporate activity with long-term prosperity. Kay writes for readers who want a clearer, more grounded picture of business in the contemporary economy. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, what corporations are really for beyond shareholder value. A central theme is that the corporation cannot be understood as a machine built to maximize shareholder value in a narrow, mechanical way. Kay argues that real firms survive and thrive by solving problems for customers, building capabilities, and sustaining relationships over time. Shareholders are one stakeholder group among many, and in modern markets they are often transient, diversified, and unable to supply the stable commitment that long-term strategy requires. This reality makes slogans about a single objective misleading, because corporate success depends on balancing multiple responsibilities and constraints. Kay also highlights how corporate purpose is more credible when it is practical and operational, focused on what the organization is good at and how it serves others. Profit is treated as an outcome of doing useful things well rather than a standalone target that can be pursued directly. This perspective reframes debates about corporate responsibility by grounding them in how firms actually create value, employ people, invest, and innovate. It also implies different governance priorities, cultivating competence, integrity, and resilience instead of optimizing a single financial metric. Secondly, the hidden engine of performance, intangibles, capabilities, and culture, Kay emphasizes that much of 21st century corporate value comes from assets that are hard to count, brand reputation, data, and know-how, design, organizational routines, and the skills of teams. These intangibles are not easily priced, traded, or replicated, which is why they can be genuine sources of competitive advantage. The book argues that standard accounting and many performance dashboards struggle to represent these drivers, creating a temptation to manage what is measurable rather than what matters. Kay links corporate success to distinctive capabilities built through learning, experimentation, and cumulative experience, often within specific institutional and cultural contexts. Culture, in this view, is not a soft add-on, but a coordination system that shapes judgment, incentives, and ethical boundaries. Because intangibles take time to build and can be quickly damaged, leadership must treat trust and credibility as strategic resources. This focus also changes how readers should interpret corporate stories. Spectacular short-term results can mask erosion and capability, while steady investment in people and process may be undervalued by outsiders. The topic encourages a more realistic understanding of how modern firms compete and why simplistic measurement can mislead. Thirdly, markets, models, and the limits of business school orthodoxy. Another important topic is Kay's critique of overly tidy economic models and management formulas that claim universal validity. He challenges the idea that markets always lead to efficient outcomes or that business decisions can be reduced to optimization problems with clear inputs and outputs. Real organizations operate under uncertainty, incomplete information, and shifting preferences, and they rely on judgment, narratives, and practical reasoning more than on abstract maximization. Kay also questions the authority granted to certain financial theories and management frameworks when they are treated as prescriptions rather than as limited tools. In corporate life, incentives can be gamed, metrics can be manipulated, and competitive dynamics can be shaped by regulation, power, and institutional design. The book encourages readers to be skeptical of one-size-fits-all advice and to pay attention to context, history, and the specific nature of industries and technologies. This topic is especially relevant for professionals who have learned standard doctrines about strategy, governance, and finance and want to understand why these doctrines often fail in practice. It presents a case for intellectual humility, plural methods, and decision-making that respects complexity. Fourthly, financialization and the drift away from productive enterprise. Kay discusses how modern corporate life can become dominated by financial transactions, valuation games, and short-horizon performance pressures. In this environment, the corporation risks being treated primarily as a bundle of tradable assets rather than as a productive organization that develops capabilities and serves customers. He explores how mergers, buybacks, leverage restructurings, and constant trading can redirect attention from innovation and investment toward financial optics. The book also points to agency problems, where managers, intermediaries, and advisors may benefit from activity that looks rational on paper but adds little to real economic value. When success is defined by stock price movements or quarterly targets, it can incentivize cost-cutting that undermines long-term strengths or risk-taking that shifts downside onto others. Kay's treatment is not a rejection of finance, but a warning about imbalance. Finance is a support function for enterprise, not the enterprise itself. This topic helps readers interpret corporate headlines with a clearer lens, distinguishing between value creation and value redistribution. It also frames why reforms in incentives, disclosure, and governance may be necessary to restore focus on productive outcomes. Lastly, governance, accountability, and a practical vision for reform, the book examines corporate governance as a real-world system of oversight, responsibility, and constraint, rather than a simple mechanism for enforcing shareholder primacy. Kay highlights that corporations are legal and social constructs with privileges and obligations, and that their legitimacy depends on accountability to a broader set of affected parties. He encourages governance that supports long-term stewardship, boards with the competence and independence to challenge management, owners who engage constructively, and institutional arrangements that discourage short-termism. A recurring idea is that trustworthy institutions rely on norms and professional standards, not only on contracts and incentives. Because complex organizations cannot specify every contingency, they need ethical boundaries and internalized obligations. Kay's reform-oriented discussion implies that better corporate outcomes come from aligning decision-making with the realities of productive enterprise, investing in people, maintaining reputational capital, and managing risk responsibly. Readers are pushed to think about what should be measured, who should have voice, and how regulation can correct distortions without strangling innovation. This topic ties the argument together by moving from critique to actionable directions for policymakers, investors, executives, and citizens. In conclusion, this book suits readers who want a clear-minded alternative to standard corporate slogans. Business students, managers, investors, policymakers, and curious citizens trying to understand what corporations actually do and why they sometimes fail society. It is especially useful for anyone frustrated by the gap between neat theories and messy boardroom or workplace realities. Kay can benefit a reader's life by sharpening judgment. You become better at evaluating corporate claims, spotting when metrics are substituting for thinking, and recognizing when financial activity is crowding out genuine value creation. The emphasis on intangibles and trust also encourages more durable professional habits, such as prioritizing competence, relationships, and long-term capability building. Compared with similar business books that offer a single framework or a set of hacks, this one is worth buying because it focuses on first principles and institutional reality. Rather than promising a formula for outperforming, it provides a more accurate map of the terrain, how corporations are constituted, how they compete, and how incentives and governance shape outcomes. That realism makes it a strong foundation for better decisions, whether you are running a team, allocating capital, or assessing policy proposals. If you would like to support John Kay, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.